Scout cruisers of the Admiral Spaun class and battleships of the Habsburg class represent entirely different design philosophies within a close time frame. While the Admiral Spaun class ships were successful and often used in battles during World War I, the Habsburg class ships showed how quickly that type became outdated once they entered service. During the war, they were used for entirely different purposes. As a result, after the war, navies such as those of France and Italy continued to use ships of the Admiral Spaun type for many years, while the Habsburg class ships were soon sent to the scrapyards. In addition to the cruiser Novara displayed here, in the Galerion, we have another one of the Admiral Spaun types. It's a model of the Helgoland, which measures an impressive 270 centimeters in length. These were the most active Austro-Hungarian ships during World War I. They were the fastest ships in the entire fleet, capable of reaching speeds of up to 27 knots or 50 kilometers per hour, allowing them to carry out combat actions and swiftly return to their home port. In the Galerion, we have two models of the Habsburg class recognizable by the three two-story gun turrets on each side. These models depict what battleships built in 1903 and 1904 looked like, which were already considered outdated by 1906 when a new class of battleships, the Erzherzog Karl class, was introduced simultaneously with the design of the Admiral Spaun class cruisers. Additionally, on a global scale, by 1906, dreadnought-type battleships had already been introduced, rendering the entire Austro-Hungarian fleet obsolete at once. Therefore, the Habsburg class of ships is not remembered for their wartime exploits but rather for other purposes, such as serving as floating barracks, school hulks, floating prisons for participants in the uprising in the Bay of Kotor, and as the headquarters for the submarine command. The Habsburg class ships, Habsburg, Arpod, and Babenberg, were identical until 1910 to 1911. They were painted olive green because they were intended for coastal defense, which was their camouflage color. In 1910 to 1911, the external appearance of Habsburg and Arpod was changed, while Babenberg retained its original appearance. They were repainted in gray just before or during World War I, but they were rarely used because they required too many crew members and too much time to maintain their combat readiness.